Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans are condemning the Biden administration's decision to pause shipments of arms to Israel. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After the U.S. paused a shipment of bombs to Israel earlier this month, and President Biden last week threatened to withhold offensive weapons if Israeli forces invaded Rafah, House Republicans took notice. They're pushing a bill that calls for the expeditious delivery of arms shipments to Israel. A White House spokesperson said the administration is strongly opposed to any effort to constrain the president's ability to deploy security assistance. A House vote is expected this week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A graduation ceremony took an unexpected turn this weekend.
Dozens of students walked out of Duke University's commencement ceremony on Sunday as some chanted Free Palestine to protest the guest speaker, comedian Jerry Seinfeld, who has supported Israel throughout the war in Gaza. Many participants in robes and caps, some waving Palestinian flags, were seen filing out of the crowds of graduates assembled on the grass in the North Carolina University's football stadium. Seinfeld is among the more than 700 entertainment leaders who signed an open letter in support of Israel in October. I'm Bill Alexander.
Crews have conducted a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. The demolition Monday marks a major step in freeing the grounded Dali container ship. The span landed on the ship's bow after the Dali lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore on March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck amid the wreckage, and Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 81 points, the NASDAQ rose 47, the S&P 500 down by 1. This is SRN News. A new poll asks people of faith about abortion.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that the vast majority of those who adhere to some faith group think abortion should be legal all or most of the time. White evangelical Protestants are the only major religious cohort in which a majority opposes abortion, 72%. The poll reveals that even amongst black Protestants and Catholics of all ethnicities, large majorities support abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The spreading violence in Haiti is having another troubling side effect, an increasing interest in voodoo. Adherents are seeking solace and protection from violent gangs that have killed, sexually assaulted, and kidnapped thousands in recent years. Amid the spiraling chaos, a growing number of Haitians are visiting voodoo priests. The religion melds Catholicism with animist beliefs. It has no official leader or creeds. This is SRN News. There's some trouble in Turkey involving spiders.
Lorenzo Prandini is an expert on spiders at the American Museum of Natural History, based in New York. But he was stopped at the airport in Istanbul by police, accused of trying to smuggle spider and scorpion samples out of Turkey, according to media reports. Video shows officers searching hand luggage and removing plastic bags that appear to be packed with dead spiders and scorpions. Prandini tells the Associated Press the police disregarded the permits he has from the Turkish government and instead relied on the testimony of somebody who has a conflict of interest, he said. I'm Rita Foley.
Jazz musician David Sanborn, a Grammy-winning saxophonist known for his genre-blending work, has died following a long battle with cancer. He was 78. Sanborn died Sunday afternoon after an extended battle with prostate cancer. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.